Hello and welcome back, all my nerds, geeks, blurts, and freaks, to another episode of Geeky, Sexual, and Intellectual. I'm your host, Q, and today's guest actually put me on to the podcasting game. She may not know that. I tried to start out by myself, and then I was like, yeah, it's a little bit hard. This is hard. I can't do it by myself. But anyway, she invited me on her streaming show. And I think we did about 2 or 3 episodes together, and it was a freaking blast. So today's guest is Liquid Lola of the Liquid Lola Blue Room. She is a video game streamer over on Twitch. She started out on YouTube, and that's where we had all of our great times at. And she has her, you know, in stream chat that she interacts with her viewers. And these people are religiously following her, and they are all over the world. I saw people from Russia, France, China. So I mean, she is in the thick of it. Like, she has some loyal followers. She plays some really good games. She likes a lot of Red Dead and what else does she play? A lot of shooter games. Basically we sit down and we talk about how she got into it. So first and foremost, if these subjects touch on you, this is a podcast for you. She is not only a video game streamer, she is also in the entertainment business. So we talk about how both of those worlds culminated and brought us Liquid Lola today. So sit back. I always say, take some notes. You never know, you may learn something. All right, so enjoy.
Sexual and Intellectual. I'm your host, Q. And today we have the lovely, wonderful, fantastic, boisterous.
Hey!
I was trying to think of everything I could to, like, present you to the world.
Much appreciated. Yeah. That's always good to be with you.
And like I was telling you before, I was talking to my husband. I was like, oh my God, I'm going back to my roots. He was like, what are you talking about?
Yes.
I was like, I'm having a podcast with Lola. You know, she put me on the game. So I was like,
shawty.
Yeah, laptop shorty. I was indoctrinated with that by your followers, your viewers. Because I was always in the corner of her screen on her laptop on right. her video game stream show.
I was very bootleg then. I've upgraded since then.
Yes. And so they were like, yeah, what's the name of Shorty in the corner? So she was like, this isn't Gary. They was like, no, this laptop shorty. She ain't nothing but a head. Like, oh yeah.
Oh my God.
But I want to ask you, how are you doing in these unprecedented times? If I hear that one more time, in these unprecedented times.
They are definitely unprecedented, and I am managing. I'm holding on. I'm hanging on. It's like, you know, the life of an entertainer, and, you know, I'm an entertainer. I'm a singer. I have been a singer my whole entire life. I sing for people in large gatherings at events, and it's like all of that is gone. So it's really been weird. Like, that's one of those. Yeah, it's one of the, and we are like the last industry to even begin to even think about coming back.
Oh yeah,
because, you know, it's for large scale events. So when you think about like all of the artists that are canceling their shows, all the festivals that are being canceled, you know, it's just, and that also carries over into the private event industry, which is what, that's my main job. Mm-hmm. In the private event industry, which is like doing weddings and corporate events. Basically, I sing for rich people, but yeah. Right now I can't sing for anybody.
Yeah, and see that, because so we kind of overlap in our real lives. I work in catering, and it's mostly weddings. So
Same
we had
thing.
To like reschedule a ton of weddings that we've had since March until now, to the end of this year and the beginning of next year. And I didn't even think about wedding performers and, you know, bands and things of that nature. I just knew we were getting pushed back. So I was like, still give us our money because we're holding your dates. You can change your dates. But I'm like, what are you doing? You know,
well, right now I have joined the rolls of the unemployed. I've never been on unemployment before in my life. So it's really, really a weird space to be in, you know, like I can do a little recording work like here and there, like if I can pick it up, but like now everybody wants that work. So it's really very strange. It's really very strange. So, so right now I'm just kind of in a holding pattern. I'm still streaming. I'm in a holding pattern right now until I see like what's going on and trying to like reevaluate my whole life.
You may start reaching out to like some producers low key and be like, hey, you need some vocals? Cause I know some producers, you may have to do my season two. Like intro, sing my song.
I got you. I've done jingles and intros and things like that. So,
because I'm trying to do my little part to help people. Because I still, you know, have my job, and I've been blessed to keep my job. Because my job before, I don't even know if they're still in operation. So it was like everything had its time. I left that job, got this job in catering, and thank God, you know, all of that's still working. People are still paying us and pushing their dates out. But I was like, I've been trying to do my part with like small businesses to like purchase on Etsy and put people's name out there on my Instagram.
Yeah, I've seen it on the Instagram. Like great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
On that. So it's really cool to have that kind of platform and to be able to promote people's stuff. So I commend you on that.
Yeah, thank you. But it's a hard road we have to keep traveling. Everybody start acting like they have a little bit of sense. Maybe we can, you know, get back out there.
I can't even. Like, that's one thing that I do love about living in New York is that, like, New Yorkers band together no matter what. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you see somebody somewhere without a mask on, you're liable to get cussed out because it's like, we're not playing. Like, we are not playing. There's no, it's not about like my freedom, my body, my choice. Nope.
Yeah.
That's
you long take.
It's so bizarre. Like, where we are as a country, I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. And I never, like, if somebody had told me, if like I had seen this in a movie and somebody had told me that people would act like this, I would be like, nah, you know?
We would have more diplomacy and, you know, common sense.
We would have more sense than that, right? Nope.
Oh, no. And see, me being in Texas is so crazy that you just see it all come to the forefront, how divided people are, whether it's rich, poor, black, white, whatever the case. And I'm just like, right now we were kind of concerned because my daughter, you know, is going back to school in August.
Right.
So the school had reached out to us the beginning of this month. We had a town hall meeting online. So they were like, well, these are the options. They can go to school or they can do remote learning. And then later on they came out with a hybrid. So you can come in 2 days and do school from work, do school 3 days at home.
Okay.
So I was like, I really want to do the at home schooling. And my daughter was like, no, because she's starting sixth grade. I want to go to school.
Oh.
I'm like, baby. So I have to, you know, and people that you don't think about that you have to break this down for their minds to understand. Like, I don't want to make you sad. I want you to go to school. I want you to experience sixth grade, but I want you to live.
Right.
So, yeah, I was like, so the long run would be safer to stay home. And then you can go 7th, 8th, 9th, you know, and have those experiences. Yeah, so it's kind of hard for her to understand
she's
that.
She's just starting 6th grade, though. That's rough.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, so the school had to reach back out to us because I don't know if it was the governor or the judge of our county finally said that they're not going to allow students back to school until after Labor Day. So I was like, yes. So happy. But girl, you ought to see it around here, girl. It looked like 28 days later. I have like these I don't know, they're like mask/gas mask hybrids. They got the little breathing tubes in the front. So I got for me, my husband, my daughter. Girl, I got enough filters around here to last me 13 months. I put it in Google. How long is blah 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 weeks? So, and then I got like the fallout box with like the rations and the water supply.
Gosh.
I was like, where shit is going. Walmart is right around the corner for me. I could not get groceries like when all this hit.
Really?
Like, we're gonna have to bust out the space food, baby.
That is so crazy. Like, you know, I'm from Virginia, so my family is down there, and they were telling me like how it was, and like it's like every man for themselves for a piece of meat or whatever. And I'm like, what? Because that was not our experience up here. Like, all our grocery store is literally right around the corner, and they get daily deliveries. Like they are well stocked. So like, if I wanted to, like, I could get toilet paper, I could get, like, paper towels. Like, it wasn't, like, we're in New York, like, we don't have room to hoard anything. Yeah. Like, you know, we don't have garages to stack all of our baby wipes in. We don't have, you know, like, a huge storage closet to store a bunch of pantry items. Yeah. Like, we basically can kind of store, like, what we use. Yeah. And then we go to the store and get some more. That's just how it is here. We don't have room for all that.
It was crazy to witness it with your own eyes. Like, people leaving out families with 3 shopping carts full of tissue and shit like that. It was ridiculous. Even I went to a Dollar General. I don't know if y'all have those.
Yeah,
but the manager there, I had went in to like find a little four pack of tissue. Couldn't find that. So I go up there with these baby wipes. He was like, you know, you can't flush those, right? I'm like, yeah, but I got to do what I got to do. Nobody has tissue. So he was like, he just stared at me. He was like, hold on 1 second. He goes to the back and gives me a 4-pack. He was like, girl, I got a ton of tissue at home. I'm like, so it's people like you making it hard for people like me?
Exactly. And you work there.
And he's the manager. Yeah. So he, of course, he's stockpiling when the truck drop off. I was like, I ought to report you, sir.
That's ridiculous. My aunt and my cousin said that they went to Walmart and somebody told them to go to the door back by like the meat department. And so like you go back to the door by the meat and like you knock on the door and this lady comes out and she's like, what you need? And she's like, I need some toilet paper. And she just hands you toilet paper. Like, so you don't get to choose what kind of toilet paper you get. Like, you know, my aunt was like, I like Charmin, but all I got, you know, she didn't have the Ultra. All she had was the Strong, you know, the cheap one. But, you know, I was glad to get that. And I'm like, what is happening?
Thing. That's some old speakeasy shit. Yes. Like 3 times and you say the password.
You're knocking on the door back by the meat department. Like, but you got some toilet paper left back there. Like, what?
Oh my God. Yeah. So basically what this has taught me is that we are still cavemen. With all this technology we have, we are fucking cavemen.
Absolutely.
It all came down to, we wouldn't even be as organized as the people on The Walking Dead.
No. No, we wouldn't.
No,
you see how quickly things can devolve into chaos, you know, and you look at things like The Walking Dead or any of these like post-apocalyptic shows or movies, you know, that we love to watch. And it's scary how possible it is. Like, that's what I've discovered. Like, wow, like I really thought this was like movies, but this is really how people act and how they can act. And that's scary.
Yeah, and I've learned, and it's so funny what you can learn from movies. Mm-hmm. I remember when 28 Days Later came out. Now, yeah. What was that, 2004 or something like that?
But it was a while ago.
Yeah, so anyway, I had the DVD. You know how they had the extras and the excerpts and all that stuff? So they had a small documentary on there when they talked to different doctors and scientists about pandemics. So that was 2004. So I watched this. They said basically every 15 years or so, something like this will happen. So it's like a sweep that Mother Nature does. I know nobody likes to hear that, but it's on record that something like this happens. It was swine flu. It was bird flu, avian, whatever. It's always. Yeah. So I was like, that is so weird. So this is what it is now. I think this is the most explosive one of these.
This is pretty bad.
Yeah. Like every inch of the world.
Damn.
Yeah. So I was like, it's really crazy. And then they also talked about how it's funny when something like this happens, they Hollywood actually creates an onslaught of like zombie movies. So it's like to relieve the pressure, like, oh no, it'll never get as bad, but it'll never get that
right,
bad.
Right, it'll never get this bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is all of my Netflix about like outbreak, you know, this pandemic, that pandemic? I'm like, bitch, I'm living it. I don't need to see it on my TV.
But they're hoping in the back of your head, you're like, but it's not that bad yet. So I'm doing good. Like, okay. But yeah, it's just really crazy. But I don't understand why we just won't come together. And then it's just perfect. It's like a perfect storm that it's election time too. So I'm like, is this a conspiracy? I don't want to be that person, but is this a conspiracy? But anyway, that's that. You know, I always got to do a mental health check with everybody that I took spread around the United States. And I feel like I'm blessed to be able to connect to people all over the world just to see how they're doing in their neck of the woods.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. It's great that we do have this as an outlet, you know, that we do have the internet and we do have all of our various social medias and ways that we interact with people. It's nice. It's a nice time to be here, to experience that, to have to deal with this. Some methods of reaching out and communicating with people. So, yeah.
Because if it was just me and my 10-year-old daughter in here, girl, I would be batshit crazy because my husband still works. So I'm just here with her, but I can talk to other adults this way.
Right, exactly.
All right. So actually what the people have come for is to talk about you, Miss Lola.
Hi.
Basically what I want to know is, I want to know about little Lola, like how you came from where you were to how you got to where you are today, whether that be in your entertainment background or your streaming background or how that collides.
Okay. All right. Well, I can give you like the quick lowdown. So I was always like a nerd type. Like that was just always me. It was like, that's how I was born. Like I was like little Wonder Woman at like 5. Like that was me. Always was into like Transformers, all the Super Friends, all of that stuff. Thundercats, She-Ra, like that was my life, you know. that was my growing up. And I always had this fascination with superheroes, like always. Like that X-Men cartoon, the 90s X-Men cartoon, like my jam. Like that was my jam. Like I did not miss any of those. Any of those. I actually have they re-released some of the figures and I got a Storm from that era, but it's like a re-release or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, like, so I was always into that kind of stuff, but I was always a singer. So like from growing up in like the church choir, like doing that whole thing, I wasn't much of like a church person. I'm not. Like once I got to be older, I'm not. But you know, but I would go with my grandmother like every single Sunday. That's where we were. And, you know, singing in school, playing the piano, like I was always an entertainer. So like people would come over to the house and my grandparents would be like, get on in there and play that song, you know? So it's like, I would have to come out of my room and like stomp out there.
We were like the YouTube before YouTube. Cause they would always drag us out for their friends. Mine was, I like big butts and I cannot lie. My mama always wanted me to do that. Hey, Becky, at the beginning.
So while I'm there, like singing hymns and like playing, you're doing like.
God, Becky. And my mom like, do it again, girl. I hit it. I would have preferred this little light of mine.
I'm like, yes, Jesus loves me. And you're like, I like big butts again.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's hilarious. That was always part of me, like being a singer, being a performer. Like I made dance routines. I was like, thought I was a dancer, all of that stuff. And so in high school, I was dating this boy, right? I was dating this boy in high school, not really dating, but like I liked him or whatever. And he went to a rival school and he was in like, this sounds so weird and like so cliche and so made up, but I swear to you, it's the truth. So he was in like the rival show choir from my show choir. And so we went to go sing karaoke one night. So we go sing karaoke, just me and him. And he's a fantastic singer. I'm a good singer. We sang this duet or whatever. And some people came up to us and they were like, you should audition. They're having these auditions like next week. You should come and audition. It was for Busch Gardens, which is my local theme park in Busch Gardens, Williamsburg. And she was like, you guys should definitely come. So I was like, okay, you know, thanks for the information. I wasn't thinking about that. Like, I'm like taking all AP classes. Like I'm on a roll. I'm like all of that, like waiting to go to college and stuff. I'm not thinking about that.
Yeah.
And So he really wanted to go. He really wanted to go to this audition. And I was like, I'm not really feeling it. He had his mom call me, like, go to this audition. And I was like, fine, whatever. Like, I'll go. We go. He picks me up. I'm like, I'm not driving. He picks me up. We go there. We decided, like, not to tell anybody about it. Like, none of my friends or whatever. Don't you know, I get there and all of his little show choir group. There were like seven of them in there, and it was just me. I hadn't told anybody because we weren't going to tell anybody. So he went and told all of them. And so then I was mad. And before we got there, like, his car had like caught fire. It was like a mess. Caught fire. My uncle had to bring me my car. So it was like a mess. So we finally get there. And all of his people are there. And I'm like, I was like so upset, like very upset. Like we said we weren't going to say anything to anybody.
Yeah, because he can't hold water like they say in the South.
He could not hold water. He could not hold water. But that gave me extra motivation and I fucking killed my audition.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I killed it. And I was the only one who got a call back. So
he had a crowd.
He had a crowd. And so like they all went home and I stayed. Because at that point we had my car. I had my car and I was like, well, you have to ride back with your friends, you know, but like I'm staying because I got a call back. And I got the job.
Yeah. See, that's that like some old Disney Channel episode where I didn't want to come. She didn't want to come. She got the job.
Right. So it was like so weird and it sounds so made up, but it is true. But that's how I started singing professionally.
Okay.
Because I got that job and I had so much fun and I met some really cool people and then they told me about some other opportunities. So I ended up like I went to school some, but then I ended up leaving school and my parents were like devastated. Oh. They were like, Mom was like, "Yo, what? Wait, what? Like, this was cute for the summer,
yeah.
But wait." Like, they were all proud and everything, like watching me sing and dance and tap dance and all that stuff. And when I was like, "Well, I'm not going back. I'm moving to Japan." It was like
to the auntie. You didn't hit him with a level two. Like, this is what I'm doing. No, bitch, I'm going level 100.
Go home. So I left. I was like 19, like living in Japan, in Tokyo, and singing and dancing and performing. I was on my own. I was homesick. I was immersed in this culture that was nowhere near any, you know, like I barely knew any Asian people, you know, like living in Virginia. And then here I am, like immersed in like Japanese culture. And it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was amazing. And I'm, you know, I'm like a little upset with myself for not really fully exploring like anime and all of that. Like it was never really quite my thing. I watched some of it, but it was never really my thing. I got more of an appreciation for it later on.
Okay.
Like as I got older, I got more of an appreciation for some anime stuff, but yeah, it was fantastic. It was amazing. And so then from there on, I traveled around and I was just an entertainer. And when I realized, you know, I got married and I went back to Virginia and I was miserable because I couldn't work there.
Mm-hmm.
There was no work for me there. So we moved to New York.
Yeah.
And here I am. So.
Yeah. Been around the world, literally. Yeah. Back again.
And back again.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
If you have a borderline obsessive love for anime, crave custom drip, and you love sneakers, I have the place for you. Gear Anime has all the anime drip you need to feed your addiction. Try out the Naruto Kakashi Thunder Skill anime sneakers or the Itachi Akutsuki Symbol anime sneakers. I'm not gonna lie, I've never been a huge sneakerhead, but when I found Gear Anime's Instagram page, I knew I had a new addiction growing inside of me for these amazing custom-made anime-inspired shoes. You like all the new anime shows like Demon Slayer or My Hero Academia? They got a shoe for that. You like the old-school anime like Hunter x Hunter, Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon? They got a shoe for that. And the list goes on and on. All of Year Anime's J1 style sneakers are custom made to order and handcrafted to the highest quality standards. High quality rubber sole for traction and exceptional durability, lace up front closure for snug fit, and they are made of microfiber leather, chemical and abrasion resistant, anti-crease, aging resistance. And Gear Anime also carries apparel. To get 15% off your purchase, use my code, which is SugoiGadget, spelled SugoiGadget. One use per person at www.gearanime.com. Spread the word and share the love.
Oh my God. See, you know what? And I'm glad. I feel like I'm of the new school of those type of parents that I'm like, because I don't think my husband would like it, but I tell my daughter, you don't have to go to college. If you can save money and you can figure out a way to be happy and take care of your life where I don't have to, do that shit. I'm like, school is like, I think for doctors, lawyers, engineers, you know, I went to art school and I'm like, I so wish I didn't pay people to teach me. Well, teach me. I already knew how to draw. Right. So, and I'm like, yeah. So no, if you're going for a trade, go to trade school. If you're going to be a doctor, lawyer, engineer, go to college. But other than that, find another path. That's just debt you don't need to acquire. I'm still paying off student loans. But with that whole thing about moving to Japan, I know our parents, that's another type of different generation that terrified them because they were taught, go to school, get a job, and take care of your responsibilities.
Right, you go to school, you know, you do whatever it is. And like, I was on path, like, I was like, well, I want to be an attorney or an accountant. Like, that's what I thought I was going to do. And Then I traveled, like, so I would come home for a little bit and stay home for like a month or two, and then I'd be back out on the road again. So I've had some really good opportunities. I've worked in TV a little bit, and I've done some acting jobs here and there and some hosting jobs here and there. And, you know, so I'm not regretting it at all. Even as I sit here unemployed at this exact moment, I have zero regrets for that.
Yeah, because it's all for a reason. If anything, it's for the experiences, and you can be on your deathbed like, I lived a happy life. I wasn't under somebody's thumb, not enjoying this damn thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Because what I always remember is when you told me that you worked with Will Smith, I was like, did he smell good?
Where you could have, huh? Yeah, I mean, okay. So, and we're like going off on a tangent here.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that whole Will Smith and Jada business with that man, and like that was around the same time, like when he said that he like wasn't speaking to her anymore, like
4 or 5 years ago,
talking to her. That was around the same time that I shot that movie, that I worked with him on that movie, and she actually came to set one day. So I don't know. I'm like,
you could have been his entanglement.
You're trying to get me in trouble.
I know.
They damn entanglement.
That kills me every time I see you. See the internet, especially the nerd community, they've been killing me with them entanglement memes.
Entanglement was hilarious, and I love the way Will Smith was like, no, we need to just go ahead and just say what it was. You need to just go ahead and say what it was
because you did it. Why are you still tap dancing around it? You did it. Let's go straight for it.
Entanglement. I love entanglement, though.
Girl, you better stop with that bullshit. I'm like, you got your man back. Why are you still lying? But he looked like he was still a little salty. He was said a couple times, salty. He was going, I'm going to get you back. She was like, no, you don't need to do that. He's like, I really do need to get you back. And I'm like, women ain't shit. Let me tell you, I saw some more memes. They was like, oh, well, if you in the mood to get Jada back, I'm ready. Like, all these booty shots, bikinis. I say, women ain't shit.
Hot damn mess all the time.
Yes, but we digress. What I want to know is how, because I always thought it was so fascinating. This was probably about maybe 3 years ago. I found out about Twitch. Mm-hmm. So I started watching people play video games. And I'm like, how the hell do these motherfuckers quit their jobs and just play video games?
You know what? I still have not figured that out yet. And I'm on there.
So in the first, I can't remember the name of this girl. It was a white chick. She was phenomenal. She was entertaining. She had all her graphics and background, all that shit was lit. And so she would have it come up on the screen every time somebody donated to her. And I was like, $50, $75 monthly membership. I was like, what is she doing and why am I not doing it? So, and somehow or another during that time, I found you.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, she looks like me. And so in my mind, you was making all this money, Lola. I was like, oh, black girl making this money. So how did you get on the video game streaming train?
Okay. Like,
how
did they come? Well, it was really just kind of accidental. Like, I'm a PlayStation user. I'm a PS4 user. I've been like a PlayStation person for like a very long time. Excuse me. A PlayStation user for a very long time, and I used to watch these live from PlayStation streams. It was just a little thing on my, you know, my controller, like look, that comes built in with your PlayStation. And then I started like watching streams. Like, I had already like watched some Twitch streams and stuff like that, so I wasn't new to it because I've seen, you know, like esports and stuff. But then I saw people like just like in their houses, and it was like so voyeuristic, and just like seeing how people are living. And it was very like, I don't know, like it was something about it that was fascinating to me, because I'm like, here are just regular people that are just like turning their camera on and just like talking to people. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was interesting. And I have like a background in like hosting. Uh-huh. So I found it like fascinating. So I was like, you know what? Let me just try it. Like, I already had the camera, like, you know, I had the camera from a game that I had with my Move controllers and stuff. Uh-huh. So I was like, well, I have the camera, so I'll just turn it on one day and see what happens. And so I turned it on and like people showed up. And so it was weird, you know. So I'm like sitting here at the time, I was doing it in my dining room.
Okay.
And, you know, and I had brought out like little collectibles, like my little Wonder Woman figures and stuff.
The Funkos.
I stacked up a couple of those, and I'm like, wow, like people are actually here. And then it was like trolls. And then there were other people that are like fighting against the trolls. And I'm like, this is really weird. And like, how am I in this? But then I'm like, all right, I want to do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again, you know. So that's just kind of how I fell into it, just by, you know, people coming and subscribing and wanting to see me again and wanting to, you know, and I started having like interesting conversations with people, like talking about what was happening like in the world, or talking about video games, and talking about like my favorite TV shows, and here are people that actually know what I'm talking about. Like, if I try to my friends, like my real life friends, about this stuff, most of them they know nothing of it. Like, they really, they have no point of reference. They don't know what The Expanse is. Yeah. They don't know anything about Star Trek. Like, they think Star Trek is like something to be made fun of.
Yeah.
You know, think they've seen one Star Wars. And I'm like, I can't even talk to you. Like, your first thing out of your mouth is like, ooh, Halle Berry is Storm as X-Men. Nope.
Get out of here with that. Nope. Like, I'm already, that is the unnamed actors we talk about that played that character. I'm like,
this conversation is over. All right, next.
I think it's funny that you say that, because a lot of people, and I'm like it myself, I don't have a lot of geek friends in Texas, in my city. I had some in college, but, you know, we're dispersed from all over the United States. So when I come back to my perspective states, I had no one. So the only time I could really talk to people is during cons. And then when I found Instagram, I was like, I found my people. I just had to go on the internet. They were there.
Yeah. So it's fascinating that you find people, and then, you know, then you find people that are telling you about stuff that you don't know, you know, because you have some of the similar likes. And so that's what I like. That's what I like about it. Just like the exchange of information, the exchange of thoughts, and, you know, like-minded people, being able to find them on a virtual platform, you know, people all over the world, even, was just really, really interesting to me. So I got hooked on it. And so I'm still doing it, even though it's not as, like, I made the move to Twitch because I now have a PC set up and I have like all the bells and whistles, like with things that pop up on the screen, and I can do different things. I can watch videos and react to them and show people stuff. And, you know, it's a much better user experience. Mm-hmm. I don't have to have like my iPad up with Laptop Shawty on it, you know? Yes. Anymore, like I can actually show them what's on my screen, and it's cool. But right now it's very competitive because everybody and their mama is streaming.
Yeah,
because everybody's at home. Like that's the one thing that everybody decided to do once we got locked down. Like you could turn on and see Janelle Monáe, you know, spinning and you know, whoever, like everybody is doing live streams now.
And see, so it's not even just gamers though, because here in Texas, I have one of my favorite radio shows is like Kiss FM. I don't know if they're syndicated up there, but they even have a Twitch channel. So they have their camera set up all through the radio studio, and it's just them doing their radio show in the morning. It's not even gaming. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You can find anything you want on there. You know, they have people that will whisper to you, you know, the ASMR thing, you know, people that are talking, travel ones. Mm-hmm. I really like a lot where people are just walking around and showing you like where they are, you know, like some people, like some Japan ones are like that, where they're just like walking around and they'll go into different bars or just walk the street with their camera. And it's really, really cool.
You have to send me those links because that's my all-time dream to go to Tokyo.
Really?
Yes, that's like on the bucket list.
I'll find some. I'll send them to you.
Okay, so like for anybody that not that Twitch need any more streamers because Lola's trying to get her money, but if somebody wanted to start doing that, like what was, I know you had a lot of you know, test and fail things, but if you could tell somebody like a streamlined way to get started, what would you tell them?
Well, and I think this is like where I fail or I struggle a lot is in focus. So I would say to pick one thing that you really, really like, no matter what it is, if it's, you know, cooking, you know, there'll be like some cooking streams or whatever. If it's cooking, if you like cooking, if you like playing one specific game, if you're like a Call of Duty person and you love playing Call of Duty or you love playing Fortnite, if you love walking the streets and talking to people, like make that your thing. Mm-hmm. Because I think when you try to do like a variety of things, which is kind of what I do, just because I'm like a little scattered and I like a lot of different things. So like one day you might come there and I'm singing. The next day you might come there and I'm like at the beach. The next day you might come there and I'm, you know, playing, you know, Call of Duty or something, you know, some GTA. But I find that the streamers that get the most shine are the ones that are like laser focused on that one thing, whatever it is. So like if people know like, oh, you know, she does vegetarian cooking, like, okay, I can go there and see vegetarian cooking. Okay. So that's what I would say. That's what I would say. Even, and just be yourself.
Yeah. So even with like the whole setup of a thing, because I know I had a couple of people ask me, well, how did you get started? And I have to write them these long, elaborate emails. Well, this is what I did, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then, you know, I did some A-B testing on that. And then I dropped this and da, 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 da. So if somebody was like, okay, so how do I set up my Twitch platform? Like if you could give
YouTube me YouTube is your friend.
Okay.
YouTube is your friend. Like, seriously, like, there's so many different ways you can do it. And I'm a Mac girl. Like, I'm not a PC person at all. Uh-huh. So it was a big learning curve for me just to even buy a gaming PC. You know, you have to make sure you have, like, decent enough specs. It doesn't have to be great. Like, I don't have, like, a powerhouse liquid-cooled PC.
Like Alienware.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have all that. If you want to do PC gaming, then, yeah, you want to have, like, proper specs or whatever. But the cool thing about YouTube is that everything is there. So people will show you like in the comments, in the description of their videos, they'll show you, they'll tell you, this is my setup. This is my hardware. This is what I'm using. And there are different ways that you can set it up. So like right now I have three cameras. I have three cameras right now. I have one for my regular stream that I use. One I'm talking to you on, but that also doubles as my outside camera. Okay. So I will like take it outside on my tripod when I want to have a setup like outside. Mm-hmm. and that setup. And then I have my PlayStation camera, which is for like my VR. I do like some PSVR stuff. So okay. that's just for the tracking for PSVR or like my Just Dance game. It uses okay. that for the tracking for that. But also, if I wanted to stream from my PlayStation, I could use that PlayStation camera for that also.
Girl, you all put me in LinkedIn. Girl, you could be an AV technician when you don't.
I know, right?
Lois, like, I always had a bag. You ain't got to work.
I did have a lot of help from someone. Scoops helped me a lot.
Oh, okay.
With my setup, because I'm not a PC person. So so he offered to help me set things up and like tweak some things that I had already started, but I didn't get it quite right. So if you can find somebody that you trust and that you know, he would just kind of like take over, do an assist on my computer and like fix things.
Okay.
To like optimize it. But I use Streamlabs OBS. That's okay. what I use. It's a very like user-friendly software. It's free. Free is always good. It's free. So that's what I use like for my actual interface. So when I do have like people on, when I want to show them my screen to do reaction videos or whatever, that's all happening through the broadcasting software.
Okay. Yeah, it's because I looked into it, and it wasn't even for gaming, because I was telling somebody I haven't seriously gamed in 15, 20 years. Ooh, I'm old, but still, I'm just like, I don't even game like that. I'd have to do something else, like my podcast. I'd have to do it on there. But I was like, it's a lot goes into this. Like,
it is a lot.
You have to know the right software. You need to know if you're willing to spend some money to get all the tools that you need and XYZ. So I'm going to leave that to you. I'm going to stay right out there.
We'll have to have some more collabs. So
I'll just be on your show. Exactly. But basically with all this, knowledge base that you've learned over the years with streaming and everything, what is your long game? What's your goal out of this?
I would really like to, first off, be successful at streaming. Like, it doesn't have to be, I'm not necessarily trying to be a millionaire or anything like that, but I would like to see some sort of return on it and just to like meet cool people. Like, I've met a lot of cool people so far, and just to like upgrade this. The fact that we have this whole pandemic thing happening, and a lot of people are having to work from home, and that, things, the way that life is right now has changed so much. It would be nice to be able to make a living doing it, or at least partial of living doing it. But I love hosting. I love that kind of thing. So if it like parlayed into something else, into like a hosting gig or something like that, hell yeah. I'm not turning down anything at this point.
I know that's right. Because, girl, I'm like, if I could get Gadgets and Geekery just to pay my car note, I'd be happy.
Right, exactly. I'm like, my gas bill needs to be paid.
So. Exactly. Winter is coming, bitch. I don't Okay. So with all that, that business squared away, now I want to get silly. Well, not that we haven't been silly, but still. So I want to ask you like my lightning question. So I call it the this or that questions, and then my hypotheticals.
Okay.
So Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Okay. Console gaming or PC gaming? Okay.
PS4 specifically, or PS5 when it comes out. Holiday 2020.
Machine, don't get me started. It's so ugly. It's not attractive.
I love it. I saw you hating on it on Instagram. I was like, I'm not even gonna start this fight.
Somebody put up a meme, or they made him look like, I can't even remember his name. The bad guy on Yu-Gi-Oh. Remember the guy that always
had to saw that. Yes,
I screamed at my phone.
I saw that. People are wrong. The internet is a hot damn mess.
Yes, because PlayStation had just put that video out, and it had just ended, and people was all quick with the cadence. But it's like, the internet is undefeated.
Right.
Okay, so hentai or porn?
Porn.
Okay.
Sorry. I know you like your tentacles, but no.
Okay. While you're driving or on the train, do you prefer music or podcasts?
Music.
Okay.
Well, I don't listen to anything, though, because I got to be aware of my surroundings.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And I was such a stupid child when I lived in Atlanta when I was in college. I would have Mos Def just blasted.
No.
Snatched me. And no. I was. Okay, so big party or small gathering when outside is officially open?
Ooh, small gathering, because I don't have that many people I like.
Girl, me neither. People are dumpster juice.
Yes. I really know, it's sad to say, but I'm like, you know, it's like you think you want to have like this big blowout party, but then I'm like, who the hell am I going to invite? It'll just be people I don't even really want here. So, no.
And I'm like in... what do you call it? I am in judgment. I'm just going to use that word. In judgment of people at this point. Like, that's really what you think about that politician? You think this is a conspiracy? You don't think this disease is real? I got to we really fucking friends.
But see, that's where you live, though. Like, I live in New York. And so, like, here, things are opening up. Things are not really opening up, but, like, everything is moving into the street. So I might actually do, like, an outdoor stream. If my service is right, because everything has moved into the street. Like, all you can't eat inside a restaurant, but you can eat outside, and everybody, they're all building these platforms, like an extension of the restaurant, out into the street.
And
it's fascinating because, like, businesses that were not busy before the pandemic now are busy because they have this outdoor presence, and they were like the first ones to do this outdoor presence. I'm like, y'all have never been to that Spanish rotisserie chicken place before, but all of a sudden, you know, hipsters are outside like with their margaritas. Like, yes.
And see, I'm from Texas. We got a hell of Mexican restaurants down here. They all got that makeshift deck that their cousin built on the side of the, I don't know, the taqueria. And I'm like, they're doing this.
Well, it's new for us, and everybody is like, it's lit. The party's in the street. So it's very interesting around here right now. So if I want a big party, I can just step outside and just walk down the street and like mingle with some people, and then I'll just come back home and chill with the people I really want to hang with.
Yeah, I still couldn't do that. I'm like, bitch, where's your mask?
on the edge, like close enough to be like, feel like I'm in it, but then I'm like social distanced.
Yes, because I turned to a whole Karen. They would call me, I don't know, Keitha.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Clark Huggins, fantasy illustrator and creator of Reckless Deck, the idea-generating card deck series. Reckless Deck is your ultimate box of ideas. It gives artists, writers, and role-playing gamers, from newbies to pros, the tools they need to crush creative blocks and level up their creativity. Reckless Deck takes ideas from all across sci-fi and fantasy and mashes them together. Every combination gives you unexpected, fresh, character-creating possibilities. It breaks all the rules of what's supposed to go with what and gives you everything you need to start creating your own awesome original characters immediately. Each deck is 72 different cards in 5 categories. 2 volumes of core decks get you started, and then 10 different expansion packs let you customize your collection to make more of whatever fuels your creative fire the most. Reckless Deck launched its first mega successful Kickstarter 3 years ago, and it's coming back to Kickstarter this September with Reckless Deck Psych, an all-new card deck system for taking a deep dive inside your character's mind. Head to recklessdeck.com to check out their full line of decks and expansions available now, and enjoy 20% off as a Gadgets and Geekery fan with 20% off promo code RDGeekery20. That's RDGeekery 20.
Some shit. There's some white women down here. They're all drinking skinny martinis. Would you please come check their ass?
Me Karen. I'm like, stop it. But that they're not social distancing. He's like, okay, Karen. I'm like, stop it. I'm serious. This is how it starts.
Yes. Okay. So would you, I don't know if you have, I'm just not trying to do it, camping or binge watching shows at home?
Binge watching shows at home.
Hell yeah. I'm not for no fucking bugs.
I'm like, why am I outside?
Yes. Girl, no. Get up in there.
No.
All this stuff is like making me so sad. The stuff that I'm asking, I'm just thinking about that. Amusement park or day at a nude beach? I'm like, all of this we can't do right now. So.
I have been to the beach. And the nude beach, I don't want to go to the nude beach because, first off, people are nasty and they're gross. The people you want to see nude are not the ones who are nude. No. So, you know, I'm not trying to see some old man meat. No, thank you. I'm going to pass. That's a hard pass for me. You can be topless at any New York beach. Like, you can be topless in New York in general. Yeah, like, if you want to just walk around topless in New York, you can. Wow.
Well, shit, y'all did have a whole sex district that was that is now known as Manhattan.
Right, Times Square, where it is now all Disney. That used to be hoes and prostitutes. Hoes, the hoe stroll and the transvestite. So
yes, that old show I used to watch, damn, Hill Street Blues. It was like fucking Hill Street Blues. Okay, so do you prefer a phone call or text?
Text.
Girl, yes. I don't have time for that shit.
Text. Just... I'm like, why? Like, why are you calling me? I sent you a text. That does not mean that I'm available.
It's the epitome of at work when you have a meeting like this. Truly could have been an email. What the fuck? Okay. Online shopping or shopping in store?
Online.
All day. I hate that for brick and mortars because they asses is shutting down. They were shutting down. Toys R Us.
They were shutting down before this, and I feel bad because that experience that we had, like, as kids, like Toys R Us or whatever, like, that was magical for me. Like, those were magical times. But, like, now I'm like, what do kids do? They just have, like, Walmart, like, those three aisles or whatever in Walmart? Is that what they have? Like, what? I don't even know what kids do. Like, all my niece and nephews, they send me links.
Yeah,
they make an Amazon wish list. I'm like, okay. I'm like, really?
I used to get physically high going to Toys R Us.
Yeah, and you get to touch everything knowing you're not getting shit.
Yes, you may possibly get a spanking or two before you leave. It was a whole experience. Up and down, it was a roller coaster. Okay, Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram. I don't mess with Facebook.
It's getting kind of antiquated. It's on that mode with MySpace.
I shut my Facebook down like 3 years ago. I think I was like a fuck Facebook pioneer. Because like it took one time. I will tell you what Facebook did.
Okay.
I already thought that Facebook was too invasive, but I happened to be looking at this leather jacket from Topshop, and it was cute. It had fringe on it and stuff. And I was looking at this leather jacket, not on Facebook. I think I just clicked the picture because I wanted to see it bigger or whatever. I get a phone call from my mother, and my mom is like, is that what you want for your birthday? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She was like, is a leather jacket, is that what you want for your birthday? Because it was like right before my birthday. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she was like, the leather jacket on your Facebook page. I went to your Facebook page. So I guess maybe there was like some sort of plug-in or something. Yeah. And when I clicked on it, I liked it. I wasn't on Facebook. I was in my browser, and somehow I liked this picture. It was not on Facebook. It was on their website, but there was some sort of plug-in. And that shit put it on my Facebook page. And I was like, fuck this. I don't need anybody tracking me like this. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm tracked. I'm plugged in. I'm like the most plugged in person. But that was on a whole nother level.
That's some ghost in the machine shit.
That was on a whole nother level. And I got so angry about it. I'm like, I'm just trying to look at this jacket. Like, among other things. Like, you know, look at all types of shit on the internet. You know, like, I don't need that showing up on my Facebook page. So
especially not my tentacles. I feel you.
I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, but I don't even have the energy to go through and check my privacy settings. I'm just over it. I barely use it anyway, so I shut it down.
Girl, they got me because most of this shit on my phone, I log in with Facebook. So I'm just like, I'm locked in. I don't want to create another password. I'm going to tell you right now, I got a sheet of paper that got at least 30 logins. I'm like, that's when you know you officially, oh, I cannot remember that shit. So it's so like Facebook right. It is. Like,
anytime I have to log into something, I've hit forgot password. I'm like, yep.
Then they're going to ask you a rule. I'm going to change it four times in 1 week.
I'm like, this is Candy Crush. This is not that deep. Forgot password.
Exactly. Okay. Let me see. Well, I'm always on the fence about this one. Comic books or comic book movies?
I'm going to say comic book movies.
Oh, Lola.
No, I'm going to say comic book movies because... All right. I guess I am on the fence about it too because there's certain... I just don't have as much time. Well, I guess now I have plenty of time, but I don't read as many...
Yeah,
I've gotten into the habit of not reading as many comic books as like I used to in the past, and like now everything is digital. Like I liked the actual pages, like I liked an actual comic book. Now Comixology, yeah, it's on my iPad, but it's just not the same experience to me as looking through an actual comic book. Most of the time, the characters that I like anyway are the ones that they make for the movies. Making to movies. So there's like a plethora of stuff that I can talk about and in some ways be joyful about and in other ways be pissed off about.
Yeah.
Like Marvel, I'm loving Marvel. DC movies, not so much.
Oh.
You know, so
all the time.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, so some of my best discussions that I've had with people and possibly arguments have been because of comic book movies. Yes. So that's why I'm saying that, because it's just like, that's given me the most entertainment value. You know, I'm not sitting there talking about like the story arc of, you know, the Weapon X comic book. Like, I'm not really talking to people about that.
Yeah.
But I am going to talk to people about, like, the last Wolverine movie, or I am going to talk to people about why Halle Berry should have never been Storm, nor should she ever be Storm again, and can we just erase that? You know, so those discussions are discussions that I enjoy, so that's why I say comic book movies.
Yeah, because I'm gonna leave it on this, and then I'm going to push on through, because I could talk about it for hours. But what you did say, Marvel, yes, they've been making some visually beautiful movies. DC just need to stay out that arena. They need to stick to their animated films because those are amazing.
The animated DC films are fucking fantastic.
Yes.
They are amazing. And it's so weird that there's such a disconnect between what they're doing live action and what they're doing with the animated. The animated, they're taking it straight from the pages of the comic books.
Exactly.
And that's why I appreciate that. And I'm like, well, why don't you just use that same formula? And I'm still waiting for Batman Beyond.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, what is that? Like, what is happening? Why are we getting, I'm going to have to talk to you about this on the show.
Yes, girl, yes.
Because we'll be back all day.
Yes, and my other thing about Marvel is that where my anger stemmed from with their movies, it all culminates with Civil War. That was not the comic book at all. You just basically took the title of that movie and just threw it on there because that's not the comic book.
But
I know. Like, it's multiple books. I know it's multiple books. They would have had to make like eight of the films. Yeah.
And the thing, it's like, you know, to me, that's not as egregious as the death of Superman.
Yeah.
What DC did, that debauchery that they did with the death of Superman, like it's like, it's not even
in high school. And I'm like, we was all just flabbergasted in class before class started. And that was not even it.
I'm like, so I'm not really that mad about Civil War because Civil War is one of my favorite of the Marvel movies. And it started what became like the whole, spectacle that the Avengers. So that's why Civil War has like a soft spot in my heart.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time. Like, I have a hard time with Civil War slander. Yes. So
I will back away from the trash.
I have a hard time with Civil War slander, but I understand what you mean. I do understand what you mean.
Okay. Yeah. I just, and I'm getting to the point too that I'm losing interest in a lot of comic book movies. After this Black Panther, I don't know if I could do it anymore. And what I will say, about Black Panther is that I remember, what was that? Was that Endgame? Where they were all checking in with Captain America? Or no, they were checking in with Black Widow about what was going on around the world. And then Wakanda, their report was they've had some earthquakes going on. But you know, I said, ooh, that better be. Okay, I'm going to let it go. Two Kings, that's all I want to watch. That's all I want to see in Black Panther.
See, I mean, Black Panther, they, like, I love Wakanda. Like, Black Panther was, like, some, I never really thought that that was something that we would ever, ever, ever get.
Yeah.
I never thought that was something that we would get. And so, like, once we saw it, and, like, it was just so beautiful. Like, it was just, I still don't even have words for
that. How they blended technology in African culture. It was just seamless. It was beautiful.
It really was. It was like the comic book.
And what I envision in my head, that's why I say in the next Black Panther, if they brought the Submariner in, I just envisioned where they were dueling and he just had that big wave just come over Wakanda. Right. That would make my skin tingle.
I would love to see Marvel's answer to Aquaman.
Yes.
So that's why I'm completely here for that. Even though, like, Aquaman was fine because it's Jason Momoa, and Jason Momoa is delicious. And so, like, I could really watch him all day. It doesn't really matter. But they did a decent enough job with Aquaman to me. Like, I actually liked that movie. I had fun with it. It didn't take itself too seriously, and so I liked it. But yeah, like, if they can bring in the Submariner, that would be something amazing to watch.
Yes. Okay. Would you prefer a rich friend or a loyal friend?
Loyal.
Yes, all day. Because we can be loyal together and get this money.
Exactly. I know some rich people and they're pretty rotten. So
pretty much. You can't tell them shit because then they'll go use your idea and get richer.
Right. No, loyal for sure.
Yes. Horror movie or adult film?
Horror movie.
Yes, all day. See, that's why we sisters.
Yeah. Sorry, my dog is coughing in the background.
It's all good. Let me see. If you could snap your fingers and change anything in the world, what would that thing be?
Get rid of the damn coronavirus.
I'd be like, no, bitch. I'm going to snap me an island with a mansion and healthy servants.
Humanity. I'm helping humanity. Damn, and you're just leaving us to sit here and fester while you go to your private island.
I would invite you. I would quarantine you for 2 weeks, and then you would be in the compound. Okay, right. And we'll build a new nation called Rona Free.
Okay. Maybe I'll rethink that then.
Yes. So since you're in entertainment, if you could create any one reality show and it was guaranteed to air, what would your show be about?
Oh. That's hard. A reality show?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a hard, I don't know if I have an answer to that.
I think I would do what we're doing right now, like a geek show. Like, we would go to different places and talk to different geeks and Comic-Cons, talk to the, you know, the people behind the Comic-Cons.
Well, I mean, okay. All right. Well, yeah. Then I guess I will say that. I just, like, when I think of, like, reality shows, I think of, like, I don't know, like Housewives or something like that, you know, and that stuff I don't even watch. I don't watch reality shows, so it's hard. But I do watch people streaming, so that's kind of like reality shows to me. Yeah.
Because I think FX, they have that makeup artist show. I do love that. Well, it's kind of scripted. It's scripted reality, kind of.
Yeah.
They also had a cosplay show, and I was like into that. And I don't watch anything else reality.
Yeah, I saw a couple of those, but the thing is, like, with that, I would really just rather turn on somebody's Twitch stream and, like, watch them as they're, like, creating their costume.
Yeah, I would like that more, too.
Or, like, you know, when I watch YouTube videos, because I do, like, some light cosplay stuff, and when I need to, like, know how to do something, I go to YouTube, and I'll watch people's, like, you know, tutorial on stuff. And to me, that's more fascinating a lot of times than some of these reality shows that are just like so fabricated and just fake. But I do like Drag Race, so.
Yep, me too. I would do something that would incorporate Comic-Cons and drag queens. Bam.
We rich.
We rich. Yeah, but yeah, you got to help them YouTubers get their penny a view.
Right.
I'm like, I couldn't even try it. I was like 2 followers away from 100 followers, subscribers, before I could start making money. I was like, well, fuck it, man.
Yeah, they make you work for it on YouTube. Like, YouTube has like really taken a turn. I don't, you know, it's like they've gone big money.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's everybody has gone big money, which is kind of, I don't know, like, you know, yeah, YouTube is Google. That's who they're owned by. But it's like the content they want is like the Will Smith. They want Will Smith's reality show. They want Kevin Hart's reality show. They don't want like small creators.
People that made him.
Yeah. And so it's making it harder for people. Like, I've stopped posting a lot of stuff to YouTube because I just keep getting like strikes on things. You know, I'm like playing a video game that I love and the radio happens to be on in the car, you know, as I'm driving or shooting up somebody. And now I'm getting a copyright strike and I can't monetize that video because I'm, you know, because someone's song was playing in the background for like 5 seconds. It's really ridiculous. And, you know, they're making it hard for creators and people who really love what they do
exactly
to make money. You know, it's like you can go and watch somebody sit in a tub filled with Coca-Cola. No lie. Like they'll just fill their tub with Coca-Cola and they'll just get in it. And now that's like 5 million views. And I'm like, what? Like, and here I am, like, actually doing something. I'm working, I'm creating something, I'm editing. Like, I was doing my Liquid Lowdowns where I was doing my list of like 5 things and you know, of each week, like pop culture and entertainment.
Your green screens.
Had my green screen and shit, you know, had stuff coming in and choosing all my little gifts and choosing my graphics and choosing all that stuff. And then it's like, I put it up and I've spent like hours of my time, you know, doing it. And then you don't get quite as many views as you would like to get, or you get some sort of copyright strike or whatever. So it just starts to get a little disheartening about that. So, but I do enjoy creating content and I think I'll always create content whether anybody watches it or not. Like I'm going to do it. So
I feel the same way. I tell people, I think I'm funny. It's more borderline goofy. So if somebody else enjoy, well, God bless you. Because I'm goofy as hell. So, okay, Lola, I enjoyed having you today. I
did too.
Don't want it to be the last time because I've been on your show 3 or 4 times.
I think so, or at least 3. I don't know if it was 4, but it was a while. So yeah, I'm down for making it a regular thing if you want. But
I am so down, girl, because I just love Black creators because we got to get our faces out there and help each other. So sure. Where can everybody find you? I want you to tell them everywhere you at.
Oh, damn. Okay. So youtube.com/liquidlola, twitch.tv/liquidlola, and Instagram.com/liquidlola. That's it.
Girl, don't forget your Discord, girl.
Oh, my Discord. Well, you have to get invited to that. So you hit me up on one of the other platforms and I'll just put it right to my Discord.
Yeah,
or you come by one of my Twitch streams and the link will be there. You can go to my Twitch page and there's a permanent link to my Discord there. So
yeah, she has some Lola loyalists. So don't come over there with that bullshit.
Right.
Because she got folks all over the world, literally. They were like, no, not our Lola. Get the hell out of here. All right. Well, again, it's been great. And I will have you back many more times. And I hope I'm on your show many more times. I just always have a blast.
It is always so much fun talking to you. And yeah, I'm around, clearly. So yeah. How about you, girl?
All right. Well, you be safe and stay away from them nomads, Megans.
Yes. Yes. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, y'all, that's our show. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed yourself because I know that Lola and myself certainly did. I hope you learned some things. That's what the show is always about. But the main thing is I just hope that this is not the last time she's on the show. And I hope it's not the last time that I'm on her show because it just feels like we come together. It's magic. And I have so much fun with her. She's like a friend that I've been knowing all my life. It's just so seamless and effortless to
to talk and laugh with her. And we all should find somebody in our lives like that. So if you missed anything, go back. If you missed a joke, go back and share it with your family and friends. I think we had a good time and had a good laugh. So again, I'm gonna go through my rundown. We have merch over on the gadgetsandgeekery.com website. We also have some really intriguing blogs over there. I don't know if you know that. So we have a couple of writers that submit content for blogs, and I try to do it every once in a while. It's been a minute, so that's why I had to reach out and find me some writers. If you're a writer, please contact me. You can email me at gadgetsgeekery@gmail.com. We also have a hotline. If you have a question, a comment, if you'd like to be on the show, I can give you a call. You just let me know your social media handle and your phone number. So the hotline is 972-664-4886. Also, you can find us on social media, especially over on Instagram at gadgetsandgeekery.com or on Facebook and Twitter. We also have a Discord server. It is 21 and up. If you are 21 and up, please write me, DM me, and I will send you the link. We also have age filters on the server, so we're not trying to get arrested. And like I always say, I don't want nobody mama contacting me, trying to sue me. I'm not trying to share porn with the kids. All right, y'all. So that was our show. Hope you enjoyed yourself. And like I always say, like a prom dress, bitch, I'm off.